Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. We are in the middle of the very painful sugya, the Agadot relating to Churban Yerushalayim, on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Bet. And this podcast, along with the previous one, all belong to one page, and therefore they're linked to the same page on the web. Hakol Kol Yaakov Eidai Midei Esav, in the middle of Nun Zayin Amud Bet, famous pasuk. The drashan is Hakol Ze Adrianus Caesar, Hadrian, who in the aftermath of the Bar Kokhba rebellion had numerous persecutions, led to the voice of Yaakov being heard in prayer. That is, Sharag Balchsander Shemitzrayim Shishimi Bo Shishimi Bo Mikiflam Kiyotzei Mitzrayim. According to this Agadah, 1,200,000 people were killed in Alexandria as part of his ruthless cleanup. Kol Yaakov, Aspasinus Kesar, Shagbekrach Beitar Bamiot Ribo. This takes us to Aspasinus, which cannot be the same Vespasian, who's supposedly killed 4 million people in Beitar. Vamrila Arbaat Alafim Ribo, or perhaps 40 million. Vayadayim Idei Sab, what's that? Zumachut HaVashah, this is Rome, Shechribat Beitenu Barasafat, Techalenu Glitanu Miartzenu, destroyed our temple and exiled us. Davar Acher, what's another drush on this? Hakol Kol Yaakov, En Lecha Tefillah Shemo Elet She'in Ba Mizaro Shel Yaakov. There is no such thing as a tefillah that works, that doesn't have some descendant of Yaakov involved. Vayadayim Idei Sab, meaning En Lecha Melchama Shenotzechet, every war that is successful, She'in Ba Mizaro Shel Esav, has some remnant of Esav's seed, who was involved. You will hide with the whip of the tongue, meaning you will hide because of the effects of the tongue. It's famous pasuk. In this direction in the Agadah, David composed all of Tehillim, or was the last composer of all of Tehillim. And so not only was David shown prophetically the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash on Rot Bavel, but also Churban Bayit Sheni. How do we know that? Churban Bayit Rishon Shnemar al Rot Bavel Shem Yashav Negam Achinu. Bayit Sheni Nechtiv, later on in the parak, it says, Zuchor Adonai Levnei Edom Mitom Mishalayim Ha'umim Aru Aru Ad HaYisod Ba. So the simple pshat is that Bnei Edom helped Bnei Bavel and urged them on to destroy Yerushalayim even more than they planned to do. The drushes, the Bnei Edom here is a reference to Rome. Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, Vitei Mar Rav Yami. Va'amila Menita Tana, so this may have been in a Braita. Maaseh Bedalad Me'od Yiladim V'Yiladot Shenishbu L'Kalon. There were 400 young boys and girls. Hergishu Batzman L'Mahin Mitpakshim. They realized they were going to be taken to be used for slavery and immoral purposes. So they asked, if we go jump off the boat and drown ourselves in the sea, will we go to Olam Haba? So the eldest of them said, Hashem said, I will save them from Bashan and from the depths of the sea. What's that? Bashan Ashiv, that means, Mibain Shinei Aryeh Ashiv, because Bashan is where the Aryeh, take a look in Moshe's Bracha, is Anek Min HaBashan, that the lion comes. So Hashem saves from the ones who are taken by the lion or from the sea. Once the girls heard this, they jumped into the sea. The boys made a kavachomer and said, girls who are normal, more often are taken for such purposes, nonetheless, they jumped. We who aren't accustomed to abuse like this, Allah had come of a chama, afim kafzu l'tochayim, they also jumped into the sea. V'aleim ha-katuv omer, ki alach ha-oragnu kol hayom nechshavnu katzon tivcha. It is referring to them that Pasuk says in Tehillim, we have been killed for you all day, thought of like sheep to the slaughter. Rav Yehuda Amar, he says that Pasuk is a reference to Zu Isha v'shiv'a baneha, the famous story of the woman and seven children, which is another version of the Agadah. She has the name of Chana. What happened? At you, come alakame de Kesar. They brought her and her sons before the governor. Amrule, plachal v'rekochavim. They said to the eldest son, worship Avodah Zarah. Amar lehu, katub ba-Torah anochi Adonai levecha. The Torah says I'm not allowed to. I have to believe in one God. Afku v'katlu. They took him out and killed him. Truly idach lakame de Kesar. They brought the second kid. Amrule, plachal v'rekochavim. You may not have any other gods before me. I refuse to do it. Afkuva katlu, they killed him. Atuli idach, they brought the third child. Amrule, plachla baruch kochavim, amrlehu katuva Torah, says, Ovechla Elohim yochoram, somebody who serves other gods, or slaughters an animal for other gods will be destroyed. Afkuva katlu. Atuli idach, they brought the fourth child. Amrule, plachla baruch kochavim, amrlehu, tuva Torah lo tishtachav el alcher. The Torah says not a lot about it unto any other gods. Afkuva katlu. Julie Edach, they brought the fifth child. Amrulei Plachru Kochavim, Amrulehu Katuba Torah, Shema Yisrael Adonai Elohim Adonai Echad. Self-explanatory. Afku Vikatlu, they killed him. Julie Edach, they brought the sixth son. Amrulei Plachru Kochavim, Amrulehu Katuba Torah, Et Adonai Hamarta Yom, etc. Adonai Hamircha Yom. Meaning, Kvar Nishbar Lakorosh Baruch Hoshein Anuma Avirin Otob El Acher. We've already taken an oath. That's why they understand the word Amarnu, that we will never exchange him for another god. And he also promised he would never switch us for another nation. We are loyal to him, he's loyal to us. He said, you know what, I'm going to throw down a seal, go lean over and pick it up. People will think that you've accepted the king's god. So this kid said, woe to you. You're so worried about your own kavod, you're willing to play a trick and have me bow down when you and I both know it's nothing. How much more so that I should be worried about the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Afku lemiktale, they went to take him out to kill him. Amrlehu ime, so his mother said to him, Yahavu ni ali va'inshake porta, let me at least kiss him before you kill him. Amrlo banai. You go tell Avraham that he set up one Mizbeach and I set up seven. And he was killed. And then she jumped off the roof. Very, very sad story. So this pasuk is a reference to Brit Milah, which is on the 8th day. Rishimun Lakish Amar, Elu Tamin Chachamim Shamar In Hilchot Shchita Ve'atzmam. These are Tamin Chachamim who show their students with their own hands how to do Shchita. The Rav Komile Lechzi Inish Binafshei. Everybody think a person should demonstrate on his own. Bar Mishchita V'davar Acher. Right, except for that. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Elu Tamin Chachamim Shemamitin Atzman Al Divrei Torah. Right, this is the Tamin Chachamim who work so hard in Divrei Torah, they kiilu kill themselves. Rav Shimon Lakish, ain't the Ram Torah, Divrei Torah, Kamino, Misha, Mimita, Tzmalehem, Divrei Torah only work with somebody who, as it were, sacrifices life for them, Shinemar, Zot HaTorah, Adam Kemut Ba'ol. Hamar Bachanam of Yochanan, Arbaim Se'ah, Ksutzei Tfilin, Tzu'ubra, Asher, Ugei Beitar. They found 40 Se'ah of Tfilin cut up on the heads of those who died in Beitar. There were three boxes of 40 sa'ah each. There 40 boxes of 3 sa'in, same amount. So there's no machloket. One was the tefillin shel rosh, one tefillin shel yad. They found 4 kabin of bone marrow or brain matter. They were found on one rock. Ula amar tish akabin. Even more. Of Kahana, it's all descriptions of the horrors of Beitar. Kahana vitema shila brameri maikra. What's the pasuk? Bat bavel hashtuda ashrei shishal nemlach et gmulech shigamat lanu ashrei shiuchez v'nipetet ol laich al asala. Is that at the end of that terrifying parak of Alnarot Bavel, say, happy is the one who pays you back for what you did to us, who takes your kids and smashes them against the rock, meaning that's what they did to us. Bnei Tzion hayikarim ha-mesulaim bapazin, echadalid, pasuk bet, it describes Bnei Tzion who were covered with gold. My mesulaim bapazin, what does that mean? I'm going to have a machafi bapizin, you think they were covered with gold? Va'amri dever b'shila, Tarte mitkali istri pisa nachut ba'alma. There were two mishkalim of gold that came to the world. Chada baromi v'chada b'chuli alma. One of them is in Rome, one's throughout the rest of the world. So it can't be. Elishayu meganin et hapaz biofyan. They made gold look bad because they were so attractive. Mikara chashiva de romi havunakti bilione de gushpanka umesham shir sayu. They used to take the gold coins they would have and put them near them, or these nice figures that they would have, and have relations with their wife with that thing there, the idea being that their children would come out looking like that. Mikan va'elach maitu b'nei Yisrael va'asri b'chare de purayu mishamshi. They would take these Jewish slaves and tie them to their beds and it'd be ideas that they're such attractive people. Amar lei chad lechavrei. So one said to another, ha hecha ktiva, where is such a terrible punishment written? Amar lei gam kol choli v'chol makar shelo chatu b'sefer ha-Torah hazot. It's kind of not written, because the Torah says, in the Tochacha, it says, even all the terrible things that aren't written here will happen to you. So Amar kamar achini emeduch taplan. He said, how far are we from there? Amar lei ingad pusta upalga. Meaning, how far am I from learning that piece? So he said, it's about a page and a half away in what you're studying. So if I'd gotten that far, I wouldn't have had to ask you. I could have found it on my own, that pasuk that says these terrible things will happen. My eyes cried for me more than the daughters of my city. What does that mean? There were 400 shuls in Beitar. Each one had 400 teachers. Each one of them had 400 students. When the enemies came in, they were stabbing them. When the enemies came and conquered them, they took their sfarim, which were scrolls, and put them around the kids and then lit them up and burned them. He went to Rome. They told him, as a young kid in prison, has nice eyes, he's attractive, he's got nice hair, curly hair. So he stood there and said, Amar, who has given Yaakov over to be pillaged? And he finished the pasuk. I know that this kid's eventually going to be a teacher. So I'm not moving from here until I redeem him. He redeemed him. That's the famous Rabbi Shmuel. It's a terrible story that Rabbi Shmuel's son and daughter were taken by two masters. They were so attractive because their father was so attractive. These two masters met. He said, I am attractive. I've got a slave girl who's very attractive. Let's put them together and mate them, and we'll split the kids. They put them into a room. Each sat in a corner. I am a Kohen, the son of Kohanim Gdolim. Should I marry a Shivcha? I'm a Kohenet Bat Kohanim. They cried all night in their separate corners. Once dawn came, they recognized each other. They fell on each other's, embraced each other, and they wept. And they died that way. That's what Yirmiyahu says. My eyes weep for you. This particular woman, Tzafnat, why was she called Tzafnat? Shakot Sofin B'Yofi, everybody would look at her beauty. Bat Pniel, why? Bitosha Kohen Gadol, Shemesh Lefraim Lefnim. She was the daughter of a Kohen Gadol who did the Avodah inside, so she's called Pniel. Shintalel Bashavai Kol Alayla, a captor had his way with her all night. L'machar Hilbisha Shiv'a Chalukim. The next morning she put on seven garments. He put on seven garments on her and took her out to sell her. A disgusting man came. Amarlo, Harani et Yofia. Let me see your beauty. Amarlo, Reka. Kach, kach. You gotta trust me that she's beautiful. Amarlo, Afal Pichain, nonetheless. Shita Shisha Chalukim. So he took six of them off. Shvi Karatavani Palsha Biafer. And the seventh one she ripped and she was wearing ashes. You're not going to have rachamim for us, but at least for your name. The enemy is coming to pillage us, not you, but us. Right? Meaning, I and you, God, are being pillaged. They have pressed a man and his household and his legacy. It's a terrible, terrible story with which we end this. There was a man who saw his master's wife and he wanted to marry her. And he was a carpenter's apprentice. Right, his master was not his master in Torah, but his teacher. He was apprenticing with him. Pamachat utzrach lulvot. So one time his master had to borrow money. Amarlo shgar ishtecha etzliv alvena. He said, "Send your wife to me. I'll lend her the money." Shigar ishto etzla etzlo shaha imash toshemim. He had her stay there for 3 days. Kadam uva etzlo. The fellow came. Amarlo ishti shigarti lachechani. Where's my wife? Amarlo ani ptartiha la altar. I sent her home right away. Shamati shatino kot nitalu b'avaderach. I heard the kids had their way with her. Young men had their way with her on the way home. Marlo Maya said, so he said to him, what should I do? Marlo imatash shamei latzati gersha. Listen to what I have to tell you. Divorce her. Marlo k'tubata meruba. She has a big tuba. Marlo ani al v'chava ten lak tubata. I'll lend you the money. Get divorced. She's not worth it. Amad zev gersha. The fellow divorced her, which is not a smart move. Halachu unisa'a. This fellow went and married her. Kevan shigeas manovlo ayel foro. Now the guy couldn't pay back the loan. Amarlo bova sayim mi b'chovcha. You work for me. Vayuhem yoshvim v'ochlim. So he and the new wife were sitting there eating. V'shotin voya omenu mashgalen. And this fellow who used to be her husband and his master was serving them. Vayud ma'ot noshot meinav noflot b'chosehen. He would weep and the tears would fall into their cups. Tasha anitchatem gzard din. And that's why the gzard din was sealed for such terrible things. The other version is that the Gzardin on Yerushalayim was finally sealed because of a case of Shtei Ptilot B'ner Achad, literally two wicks in one candle. In other words, a woman who was married to one man but was going from bed to bed. In any case, this brings us to the conclusion of a very terrifying piece, the Agadah about Churban Yerushalayim. We will go back to the Mishnah about Lakach Nasikrikon in the next podcast, and I'll review that Mishnah. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day. Shalom Eidah Mitzarot.